Joining us in studio right now is CTI's Deputy Division Director, Susan Britton. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Pleasure to have you here. How was it? You said you actually had a nice little ride in.
I did. It was a breeze.
you probably got in just before the convention.
I did. Yep. I saw it starting to back up, but I got in right before it.
Fantastic. Welcome. For folks who don't remember your visits this winter, we were actually talking about the fuel assistance program, which you help oversee. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with CTI, and what exactly do you do over there?
I've been with CTI for 20 years, and I am the Deputy Division Director for the Division of Energy and Community Resources, which by its name includes the energy programs, fuel assistance, energy conservation. It also includes our community programs, which is the senior programs, the WIC program, Farmers Market falls under that category, so that's why I'm here today.
And all of it is kind of interrelated. One service kind of spills into another, one area into another.
And, it does.
And now, the farmers market forever here in Lowell, we've remembered it as being set up there at the JFK Plaza. I know they've been doing some work there, digging up trees and kind of retooling it. So that, along with a couple of other factors, have led the farmers market this year to move over to Lucy Larkin Park.
That's correct. And we're really excited about the new location, too. It's a more easily accessible location, we think. It's also a nice green spot right on the canal. It's got benches for people to sit. So we're really hoping it brings out a good crowd this year.
Yeah, it kind of gives it a more of a, well, I should say more of a country fair type feel, right? Being
right
on the lawn and yep, having the canal alongside you there. When is the first day of the farmers market?
It's July 7th.
So coming up pretty quickly, a week from Friday.
It is, yep.
And it runs through the fall?
It does, through October 13th. It's every Friday from 12 to 5.
How many years have we been doing this farmers market? It's been so long that it's kind of ingrained in my memory that,
right,
well, we've had it forever.
38 years.
38 years, yeah, of the farmers market.
Yep.
Where was it before it went to JFK?
Honestly, I don't know all the history, but I do know that it was at Lucy Larkin Park at one time. So
it's going back to its roots.
It is. It is.
Love it. What type of products are at the farmers market?
There's all kinds. We, of course, have our farmers, which we're very excited about. We have three that are coming for sure, and we have a couple more that are interested, may come later in the season. We have food this year. We have some food trucks. Let's Roll Egg Roll. Indonesian Three Magnolias is going to be out there. So we're really hoping to have some food that draws out that lunch crowd. You know, downtown workers come out and check it out, grab some lunch. We also have some desserts that are going to be out there. We've got wood crafts, jams and jellies, sauces and salsas. And we're still recruiting vendors all the time. So I think as the season goes on, we're going to be having more and more of a variety.
Are these food trucks, are they serving the typical types of organics made foods that you find at a farmer's market?
No, or not all of it.
Not yet? You've got to work on them.
Some of it, yes. But some of it, you know, everybody has cheat days. And, you know, those are great to have, too. So we're kind of doing a mix of a little bit of everything.
All right. So you mentioned you have three farmers. Where do they come from? Where do the farmers for our Lowell Farmers Market come from?
Well, one of them is Mill City Gross.
Of course.
So I'm sure a lot of people in our community know about them. And we have two immigrant farmers that actually have small farms. And one is from Cameroon and one is from Cambodia. So they both grow culturally familiar vegetables for...
I was just going to ask that. Are they growing stuff that we typically find here in the Northeast, or are they also growing stuff, cultivating things you find in their homeland?
Both. We have both there, so which is awesome.
So tell me a little bit about their wares. The Cambodian farmer, what will he or she be working on?
Well, actually, this is the first time I'm running the farmer's market, so I'm learning all about the different fruits and vegetables. But one of the awesome things that we're going to have at the market this year is our WIC program is going to be doing cooking demonstrations, and they'll be doing on them about every hour throughout the market, and they're actually cooking foods that the farmers are going to have. So the vegetables, they'll have recipes, healthy foods that are using those different types of fruits and vegetables. So they'll be doing education around it as well.
Ah, and you said every hour?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, every hour.
Wow, fantastic. And of course, the farmers market will be Fridays, noon to 5 p.m. So that's five different cooking demonstrations.
Correct.
Love
Correct.
It.
And depending on the crowd they get, maybe they'll only get four in that time frame, but they are planning on rolling it out and then having the recipe cards there for people to take and go over to the farmers and buy. They'll do taste testing so people can try the different foods.
Now, you mentioned that it's done kind of in conjunction with your WIC program, so folks who are receiving that assistance, they're able to pay for their food at the farmers market?
They are. So WIC recipients receive coupons that they can use at the farmers market. There's also senior coupons. A lot of our seniors in our community get coupons that they use there as well. This year, we're doing something a little bit different. We'll be right across from the WIC office, so it's easily accessible to our participants. But also the seniors, we're offering transportation from the senior center over to the market every Friday. So they can get picked up at the senior center at noon, and then they get brought back at like 1:45. So they can
Fantastic.
Have easy access to those fruits and vegetables as well. And then this year, the state is doing something very different for SNAP recipients. It's a pilot program called HIP, or the Healthy Initiative Program, where it offers participants who use their SNAP benefits at the farmers market to get double their benefits. So if they spend $10 on fruits and vegetables, they get $10 on their card again. So we're really promoting healthy lifestyles and actually getting those locally grown fruits and vegetables into people's hands, making it more accessible, and also teaching people what to do with them.
Yeah, that's a big push over the, say, the last decade or so, trying to educate people, getting them to eat healthier, getting them to shop locally as
right.
well. It's kind of a win-win.
It is. It is. And we offer a little bit for everybody. Like I said, the healthy, everybody wants to know about healthy, but there's also desserts there and other foods that people enjoy eating as well. Mm-hmm. So we have a good variety.
Desserts, especially for me. How do folks find out more about the Lowell Farmers Market?
They can go onto our website, www.comteam.org, and go under Food and Nutrition, and you will find all the information about the farmers market. We are constantly updating that with new vendors. Not every vendor comes every week, so we advertise who's going to be there every week. We also have a newsletter that people can sign up for and get notified.
If somebody's listening to us and they're interested in becoming a vendor, be they a farmer or maybe a food truck or some other food-related thing, how do they get involved?
Absolutely, and I'm encouraging anyone who's interested to give me a call. So they can call me directly at 978-654-4905.
Okay, you're also, I noticed on the little cheat sheet here you gave me, CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated, also partnering with Mill City Grows for their farmers markets. They kind of have their own events?
They do, but they also come to ours. So they'll be at ours every Friday, and then they do a mobile market that goes throughout the city for those people that have difficulties getting to transportation or getting to our local market.
Okay, and those actually started back in May as I look at the schedule.
They did, yeah.
But they'll, I'm trying to see how long they run through.
They run through November 3rd as well.
Perfect.
Or they go a little bit longer than we do. So,
so we can get that schedule through your website
Absolutely,
as well?
Absolutely, yep. Or you can also check theirs.
Okay. And one more time, that web address again is?
www.comteam.org. Go under Food and Nutrition, and you will find a whole section on the farmers market. We're also looking for music vendors. So if there's anybody out there who wants to come out and play and get some FaceTime with people, get the word out there. We're looking for those as well.
A lot of talented local musicians
there
in the area. Before I let you go, Susan, I want to talk a little bit. I know in the winter we talked about fuel and heating assistance. What types of programs are available in the summer? You know, you don't need it for heat, but sometimes when you start to get those heat waves, air conditioning, ways to cool off. Is there assistance? Are there programs available for those to help folks pay for those energy bills as well?
There is an official program that does that, but our program, the energy programs in LIHEAP, does take emergency applications during the summer months. So those people that are either having problems with their heating system or are in danger of being shut off, we can try to help those people as well, but we're using funds that are either donated or advocacy funds or funds that we've raised. They're not official programs, but we do try to help people if they're in danger, especially our seniors who need that air conditioning. And, you know, we do everything that we can. So we encourage people to still come in during the summer months if they're in an emergency situation.
All right. One more time, that web address where folks can find out about the farmers market.
www.comteam.org. Food and nutrition.
And if you stop at thecomteam.org, you can find out about all the important services
That's correct.
Community Teamwork Incorporated, a.k.a. CTI, provides here in the city of Lowell.